Stop hedging your bets here. What should Reddit do?
I'd say clean it up.
Clean up. So I mean, is Steve Huffman doing the right thing? Is he not doing enough? Should he do more?
I don't think he's doing enough.
I don't think he's doing enough. I think that you need to get rid of the white supremacists. You need to get. I mean, we're just not. You know, we're done with that. You know, like he has to get that off.
It's like our raping woman is account. It's gone as it should be. But C-Town is allowed to stay. Like honestly, you can't draw the line that arbitrarily. If you're going to clean it up, clean it up. If you're not, don't. So to me, you've either got to defend it all the way, or you've got to actually take real action to get rid of the filth.
So he's not gone far enough.
I don't think so.
Well, he's got to go. I think the problem right now is he's straddling the fence, you know, and he needs to. They either need to let go and continue to down that path, or they need to completely go, and they have to do it quickly, so that you know they can start making that rather than this whole back and forth just leaves everybody upset for a long time.
I don't envy them. I mean, I know Alexis and Steve both have been on Triangulation. I have a lot of respect for both of them.
No, I mean, and honestly, a lot of this stuff isn't their fault. I mean, you know, Steve is coming back in after being away for years. Alexis was away for a long time and came back. A lot of this kind of, you know, the community grew. I would criticize them. I would say, you know, when they started to see this was becoming a problem back during the Violent Acres period, so back when you had, you know, the creep shots and the jailbait and that kind of era, that was when I think that the people had read it, and I don't know if Steve and Alexis were still really heavily involved then or not. I don't think they were.
No, I don't think they were either.
They should have stepped in and they should have said, okay, this is now where it's starting to cross the line and we need to start moving the community away from this sort of thing. I think that it didn't. And so Reddit, you know, became even more known for having kind of, you know, the reputation where anything goes and kind of celebrated that and grew in large part because of that. I think the problem with that is that obviously now it's gotten to the point where it's so big, they're not making money off of it despite its bigness. They're trying to make money off of it and realizing, oh, actually, this is now a really kind of terrible place in a lot of respects. And a lot of really great things happen here, but a lot of really terrible things happen here too.
Is it okay to use Reddit and ignore the bad stuff that's going on and just say, well, I'm only going to go to the subreddits that are good? Is that okay?
It depends. I mean, I think you can.
I'm asking your permission.
Problem is, I mean,
some have said there is a moral, you have a moral imperative not to use Reddit at all because any use of Reddit supports C-Town and these other things.
No.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, you could say the same thing about Usenet or any other kind of, you know, big network forum things that are of that regard. I wouldn't go that far. I mean, if someone wanted to boycott the whole thing because of some of the objectionable stuff, obviously that's their right. But I don't think that it means that just because you like certain subreddits that have nothing to do with the other stuff and you have your own community ecosystem that you should somehow feel guilty because other parts of this kind of weird, you know, octopus of networks has nasty stuff in it. I think the bigger problem is that because they didn't step in 4 years ago, a lot of the stuff that's happening now is happening. And I don't know if I almost feel like it's too late. It's like, I don't know what Steve can do. I don't think he's doing enough. But at this, I don't know what more he can do other than starting with baby steps, because I do fear for their sake, you know, we've seen how quick communities can just disappear and even humongous sites can just die in nanoseconds. And I think that's probably going to happen to Reddit because what it once was is not going to be what it is again. And that doesn't mean that what it could be couldn't be great, but they're kind of in this period of, you know, change and lots of things happening that the one advantage they have, the only reason I think that people haven't jumped ship already the way that people did from Digg, is that Digg had Reddit to support the overflow of people. What is there to replace Reddit? There isn't anything. So until there's a replacement for Reddit, they're okay. But little by little, you know, the people who, you know, for right or for good or for ill, kind of keep the community running and keep things happening and the wheels turning are going to disappear. And that's a problem.
Boy, you know, what's so funny about this is that I don't see any of this stuff on. I'm not a super huge user of Reddit, but I do read it. I get a lot of information from there, and all the horrible stuff that's on Reddit, I never see. Yeah. I've never seen it. I'm not deep enough into it. And
there's no way to see it unless you actively seek it.
And if Reddit has to die because of hateful, whatever it is, crap that most people probably never ever see, that's just a tragedy. I mean.
But I don't think that, I think that if we decide that 90% of the traffic is really not that, I think that they don't have a lot to risk. I think they have a lot of really angry folks that, that are 10 or 15% of the market. It might be more than that. It could be 25, 30%. But I think people like us, like I'm in the same boat. I see Reddit when I do a search for something and there's a discussion that pops up. I mean, I don't really go
and
to
is there a place? Is there a place on the internet for somewhere that anything goes?
What?
8chan.
Yeah. Actually, I guess Usenet is that, the news groups. Yeah. There's no because there is no central commercial entity
involved.
The
thing about Reddit that makes it such a lightning rod for this is that it's so easy to get this horrible stuff that is totally out there and available. It's just easier on Reddit.
To look, Well, and it happened. It started with the Fappening. What I think the mainstream got aware of this was, oh, you want those nude pictures? Oh, you go to Reddit.
And the thing is that because the front page of Reddit is driven not just by things you follow, but also by other things from the community, oftentimes the front page, you'll end up seeing stuff that maybe you didn't want to see. So, for instance, I mean, and that's where the corrosive aspects of the community do tend to fall into other subreddits. So if you're a new Reddit user and you sign up, you know, you're automatically subscribed to a few big subreddits. And if, you know, our images has really gross content, or if some of these other popular R news or things are happening, big controversy, you can be made aware of some of the bigger stuff that's happening in the community, whether you want to or not. I also think that the you know, while although many parts of Reddit are very nice, part of the tenor of the conversation, because it has kind of been known as this place where anything can happen, is corrosive. I was talking with a friend of mine, a guy I work with, and he wanted to look back and see his very first Reddit comment. And so he logged in to see something from like 2010. And the first response to him was calling him a guy and saying something terrible to him. And so he kind of realized, oh, from the very beginning, something that I said that it was completely innocuous, it was really this terrible. So there's certainly, I think that there's an element where you're allowed to act a certain way on Reddit, and it's acceptable in a lot of the communities, whereas it wouldn't be acceptable in a lot of other online spaces.
Yeah. There are, of course, Reddit alternatives out there. There's one called Vote, V-O-A-T, which is, I think a lot of people are fleeing to saying, well, we want unlimited free speech.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the fat people hate and the other kind of terrible, terrible people have gone.
I'm really torn. I don't think it's as, I don't think it's easy at all. I think, well, I don't know. I feel like free, I can see both sides of the case. Let's put it that way. We don't allow free speech in our chat room, obviously. We have moderators. We have rules, and we're very clear about those rules. We've never said, though, that the chat room was a bastion of free speech.
It's your party.
Right. Well, that's the problem. Is
but at the same time, I understand it's community-driven, and I want it to be community-run, so we let the community run it. I don't run it. So but that's kind of a compromise, I guess.
Right, but you've got, you don't have 50 billion people in your chat room.
That's what happens, right? If it's a small number, every website, every internet gathering spot, every community is great. And then there's some number that it flips. The Well was Usenet.
It's a mixture of things. I mean, I think that it's one of the reasons that, you know, Facebook adheres to or tries to push things like your real name. I know when we had a fledgling social network that we were building, we required a photo that looked like you.
I kind of want to do that. I kind of want to. You have to show a newspaper and a picture of yourself.
Well, we had it basically when you registered. Ours was a paid social network. It's, you know, and
use a credit card. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we knew who you were, and you needed to use your name, and you know, and we actually have instructions on how to build your profile picture, and so, but it was really it was amazing how just that one simple, action cleaned up all the conversation, because you know you really everyone knew who you were, and that takes a lot of that. A lot of the stuff out that bothers us. And then, of course, everyone reported everyone else. And you also just created a culture. We created a culture that was very much like, that's not going to be appropriate.
But isn't there a point? There's two points. There's a point to be made that really free speech is good because it challenges your preconceived notions. And and if it's a terrible idea, if it's racism, if it's fat hate, then you should know it exists and you should fight it with all your might. And if it weren't for free speech, you might not. I think there's an argument that
I think
open and free
somewhere.
Is a good thing, but there's also the argument that anonymity is a good thing. Now, I agree with you. In fact, we talked about this when I did the Nerdist. Chris Hardwick said, you know, if people had to identify themselves, there'd be no problem, because people most of the time will not say horrendous things if you know who they are. And that's your position, I guess, Alex. Well, but there's also a case where you need to be anonymous. There's reasons. Right. I mean,
there is. And Chris,
and there's tools,
Chris Poole has argued that from 4chan for a long time, and to good effect. But, you know, where you draw the line is the hard part. Because, we, like I said, everybody can agree on certain cases. But one of the things that's coming up right now in academia is this whole issue of things that offend or trigger people. The whole trigger warning issue.
Yeah.
And at some point, at a lot of points, people just fundamentally disagree on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And both people could be completely reasonable, well-meaning people who completely disagree on something being, well, that's fine, people should be exposed to it, it's the world, or that is completely, utterly unacceptable and must not be allowed to be seen by anybody. And
that's kind of not right. That's not what we want, right?
Well, it's not what we want.
I understand in the university, but I feel,
and I think that there's definitely when you have a business and a community that you're trying to build with a certain flavor to it, I think that, you know, having a lot of control makes a lot of sense. I think that in a lot of rules of engagements of how
I mean, we're the example of that. We heavily control it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that, but I think, I don't believe the government should make it illegal. And I don't think there are
allowed.
There are plenty of places. But I think Reddit's making a business, needs to make a business decision. And that's, you know, it's not, they're not making a political decision about whether free speech should ever exist. But I think they need to make a business decision about whether they want that kind of free speech on their site where they're trying to sell ads next to it. I mean, we have the
Is there a future for Reddit? Are they done?
I don't know if they should. Why should they be done?
It's not a dig thing where it's like going to be this like,
I think they've been around a lot longer. They have a lot more.
Actually, they haven't. They're the same age as Dig.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's not a replacement for anybody to just go to. I mean, honestly, right. I think that if there was already an entrenched community where people could go, then it would be a lot easier to say that they're done. I think because there's not, I don't think that they're done. That said, I think that, you know, they have a very limited time period to kind of work this stuff out.
Yeah, I think it's public opinion issue about whether they're in control, and for their advertisers, for their investors, I think it's mostly feeling like they get push it out.
I mean, we have to figure out
they could afford to lose half of their traffic and still make money.
Yeah, they have 140 million uniques a month.
We have to figure out what Reddit is. I mean, is it a common carrier? Is it a university? Is it somebody's private party?
Right.
And tell me what Reddit is, and that discussion becomes much easier.
I don't want to live in a world where there isn't somewhere where anybody can say anything. I think that's important. I know this sounds weird, but I think there is a good argument to be made that I don't think people should be allowed to encourage violence against other people.
Well, you just undid what you just said then.
Well, and I think that the reason that we have the
but that's what that's the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. In fact, says, you know, as long as you don't incite to violence or, you know, then anything goes. That's the First Amendment.
That's really, yes, it's really vague.
Yeah. And there have, of course, been many Supreme Court cases and others defining it a little bit. But I don't think that that's a bad standard. The reason I say that is there's horrible things people can say.
So we need a Supreme Court.
But they need to be able to say that. And I think it's valuable that it's said and it's exposed. Otherwise, it goes underground.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also it builds up pressure when people don't feel like they're heard, when they don't feel like they can say anything. You know, that those are the people who oftentimes become violent. And so there's a good reason to have, you know, outlets for people to say it rather than do it. So I think that it is important. I definitely think there should be places on the Internet that allow that. It's just the question is whether Reddit is that place.
Yeah. And I should be clear. The First Amendment is not as ambiguous. It says the government shall not abridge free speech, but subsequent court cases have narrowed it to say, you know, there are some limits on that. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater. You can't incite to violence, things like that.